Chapter 11. Meg's New Life. Meg began her married life determined to be a model housekeeper. She wanted John to always find a happy home with a smiling wife and wonderful food. But she became too tired to even smile at times. They were very happy. At first, they played house and worked on it like children. Then John spent more time at business and Meg took to doing the work around the home. A year went by, and at midsummer, Meg became a mother. Lori snuck into the kitchen one Saturday. "How's the little mama?" "Why didn't you tell me?" Lori said. "She's happy as a queen," Hannah said. "They are all upstairs. I'll send them to you in the parlor." Joe came, carrying a blanketed bundle. "Shut your eyes and hold out your arms." "No, I'd rather not," Lori said, backing into a corner. "I will drop it."
"Then you won't see it at all."
Joe turned, as if to go.
"Wait,
but I won't be responsible." Lori shut his eyes while something was put into his arms. Laughter from Joe, Amy, Mrs. March, and Hannah caused him to open his eyes. He saw two babies instead of one.
"Twins," he said. Then he turned to the women and shouted, "Take them quick! I'm going to laugh, and I will drop them."
John rescued his babies and walked with one under each arm. Lori laughed, and Joe said, "I wouldn't let anyone tell you because I wanted to surprise you." "It's a boy and girl. Aren't they beauties?" the proud father said. "The boy is named John Lawrence, and the girl, Margaret. We shall call her Daisy, so we won't have two Megs."
"Name the boy Demi John and call him Demi," Lori said.
Joe clapped her hands. "I knew Teddy would pick it right. Daisy and Demi."